This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
We take a look on the Philadelphia side. I know we've been harping on Kansas City here, but you take a look at the Philadelphia side and the master performance, I thought, from Jalen Hurts. 17 of 22, so not a ton of passing attempts, but I just think when he went back to throw it, the guy was decisive. He was on target. He looked awesome. Obviously, he did have that pick, but two touchdowns, one to Devontae Smith, one to A.J. Brown. And I got to say, man, both of those throws were absolute dime pieces. Jalen Hurts was really on his P's and Q's. Other than that one time, he was under pressure and threw that pick. But 77% completion rate, also had 11 carries for 72 yards and a touchdown. The guy was... This is the peak version of Jalen Hurts, and he was great.
Yeah, this was Jalen Hurts doing what Jalen Hurts does well. And, you know, I was talking about this a lot, that I think that Jalen Hurts had started to kind of get too much flack in over the course of this Eagles run, because he's not a perfect quarterback. Like, he's not an elite quarterback, and the rest of this roster is so good, right? They're the number one defense in the league. Mm-hmm. They're the best run game in the league, and they have a top five receiver and another guy in Devontae Smith who could probably be a number one on a lot of teams, and they probably have the best offensive line in the league. Like, something has to be the weak point there in the team, and I think it's just, if you're stacking up around the rest of the league, like, comparatively, Jalen Hurts, within context of the rest of the players in his position in the league, is probably like the lowest ranked, right? If we're sitting here talking about the biggest pieces of this Eagles team. But ultimately, he's still more than good enough to be what this team needs to win, you know? And I think you saw that in this game, particularly, like, all of these big Jalen Hurts throws. Yeah, they're classic Jalen Hurts throws. They're attacking deep outside the numbers. Yep. You know, I mean, the go ball to Jahan Dotson was like, Dotson won the route, and that was a perfect thrower that he put it out there. He had a couple of misses. There was a miscommunication on A.J. Brown, where he probably gets 6 points if he hits him on that one third down play, and he's just running into the end zone. But he tried to maybe put it back shoulder, whatever. There was obviously the interception where he got fooled by he got God on one blitz. You know, if you get God on one blitz against Spags and the other team can't stop making mistakes, you're actually probably going to win. That's actually a pretty decent ratio there. So outside of that, this is very classic Jalen Hurts stuff. I thought he was very decisive as a scrambler. When the lanes were open for him, he took them and he went, you know, he just got north. He was definitely the best part of the running game, and mostly not as a designed runner, mostly as a scrambler for the Philadelphia Eagles. So, you know, did Jalen Hurts deserve MVP, or, you know, could you give it to one of the defensive players? I think the problem is that when a defense has a dominant outing like this, it's tough to split the baby, right? It's tough to, do you give it to Josh Sweat? Do you give it to Cooper DeJean? Do you give it to Milton Williams or any of these guys? And so ultimately it's like, well, the quarterback played pretty damn good football. I'm going to go ahead and give it to the quarterback. This is how the things work. But I mean, he definitely, this was not a performance where any old quarterback could have just sat there for Philadelphia and had this type of game.
No, there's no question. Although I do think that you say he's not a Leo. Gosh, man, I don't know, man. With the legs, the tush push, which is an unstoppable weapon. Again, his ability to throw deep down the field outside the numbers. What else has he got to do to be considered an elite quarterback? I hear what you're saying. There's definitely things that he's got holes in his game, right? He's not quite on the Lamar level, but golly, he is. I think he's close, you know. Yeah. And I get it. He's got the Devontae Smith, AJ Brown guys running and doing their dang thing. But I just think because of his multi-skill versatility, his ability to run that football, and again, just that tush push is such an. It is such a weapon. It is such a weapon, right? The fact that he's got some of that going on, and again, just his ability to get that ball deep downfield and throw absolute darts downfield, to me, I feel like I don't know what else he's got to do. He is an elite quarterback to me. And again, I'm not going to put him on the same level as Mahomes, Josh Allen, or Lamar Jackson. But
you mean the elite quarterbacks?
Well, okay. You know what? That's fair. I think that's fair too, right? So what's the question, right? Like, is elite just the absolute tippy top of the mountain? Okay, if that's the case, then you're right. He's not right there. But man, I'll put him in top five. I don't think there's any question he's a top five quarterback in this league.
I mean, I think he's top 10. Okay. Nate and I got in this discussion last night where I think he's like a top 12, maybe top 10 to 12 quarterback, because yeah, you just go down the list. Like, I mean, I'd rather have Lamar Jackson. I'd rather have Josh Allen. I'd rather have Patrick Mahomes. I'd rather have Joe Burrow.
I think there's more ways you can win with Jalen Hurts than Joe Burrow. And I love Joe Burrow, but yeah. I just think there's, because of his versatility, there's different ways you can win a football game. For example, you could again establish the hell out of the run. If you had a, like what they did in Baltimore, you get an elite running back there with Jalen Hurts, like what they have with Saquon, they're winning a lot of football games. You know what I'm saying? Whereas Joe Burrow, I love Joe Burrow, but you got to get him pass catchers, and that's how they're going to win a football game. Even if you give him an elite running back with limited help on the outside, I don't know how successful they're going to be.
I think it's fair. I just think you can – I think it is easier to build a more stable offense around Joe Burrow. Like, I know that he needs pass catchers, but, dude, like, Jalen Hurts needs pass catchers too. And, like, we haven't exactly seen him.
I think that's fair.
We haven't necessarily seen either of the, like, if you're gonna play the style of quarterback that Jalen Hurts is gonna play, I don't want to be boxed into being like the anti Jalen Hurts guy, because we're we're talking about like the best of the league now at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think with the limitations he has thrown over the middle of the field, like, yeah, you're gonna do this like deep outside the numbers attack. Like, you need AJ Brown, you need Devontae Smith to do that type of stuff. Definitely, I think Burrow obviously has been gifted with great wide receivers too, and they run a very hyper specific offense that he wants to run. But yeah, so I would personally take Burrow. But then we get into the conversation of like, okay, would you rather have Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels? Obviously, Jaden Daniels is a rookie. Maybe there's some growth there. There's some similarities in their game. I personally think that Jaden Daniels is more consistently accurate. And I think he showed you more ability to unlock different areas of the field, but there's some similarities there. And then we get into like Justin Herbert, we get into Jordan Love, we get into like Brock Purdy and Jared Goff and like those guys, CJ Stroud. I don't know. I don't see why we can't put Jalen Hurts ahead of any of those guys. I mean, he's got to, obviously, like, it's stupid to argue any of this because the first thing that people would say is, Jalen Hurts has a ring, bozo. Like, you're talking about Jared Goff.
No,
like,
I hear
a ring. I totally respect that the fact that the season that Jalen Hurts has had and like the way it ended is, and the, you know, how good he was in the Super Bowl, how good he's been in both Super Bowls, by the way. Like, he's been really good in both Super Bowls. That just kind of like ends the argument. Like, you know, basically it is kind of a, okay, shut up Trump card, that we get here. And I totally understand that, but yeah, I do think that he's closer to being certainly a top 8 quarterback than he is, you know, 13, 14, something like that. And I think all this stuff doesn't really matter, because what matters is he is the quarterback of this team for the foreseeable future with a lot of these dudes locked up. And, you know, A.J. Brown's locked up. Devontae Smith's locked up. The offensive line outside of Mekhi Becton is locked up. Jalen Hurts himself is locked up. Saquon Barkley is locked up. Dude, even Jahan Dotson's got he's got another year left with this team. Dallas Goedert's locked up.
Let's go. This
offense, we'll talk coordinator, because Kellen Moore probably is the Saints head coach. You know, maybe by the time people are listening to this, he's the Saints head coach.
He'll just stay in New Orleans.
Hey, just stick down. Don't even get on the flight.
Stay down there.
He probably could go back.
Don't take the flight back. It's fine. Yeah,
dude. Also, by the way, finishing my point here is just that.
Yeah.
This is a lot of stability here. Jalen Hurts is quarterback this team, which is good enough, okay? More than good enough, and in fact, great enough to win the freaking Super Bowl, which is the ultimate prize. My point on Kellen Moore, though, is you sure you want to take that Saints job? Really sure? I know there's only 32 of these bad boys, and, you know, money is money. I get that, but.
And he's been waiting for so long. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, remember when he first got to Dallas? It was like he was the heir apparent, right? And then all of a sudden, he wasn't. All of a sudden, they moved on. And then they go to Mike McCarthy, right? So it's like, yeah, I don't know. I think he's just been waiting a long time. And, you know, at this point in the process, it's really hard, right? Because a lot of the more desirable jobs, they're gone to teams with coordinators that have been bounced out of the postseason. And Kellen Moore's he's got to get ready for the Super Bowl, man. So it's kind of a, I don't know. It's great because his profile was lifted, and I think it's fair to argue that he probably wouldn't even get a head coaching look if the Eagles didn't make the Super Bowl. But at the same time, it also takes away from his timeline too.
Well, he also wouldn't have gotten a look at this job if the first like 5 people that the Saints wanted didn't turn them down. That's also fair.
Also true.
But I mean, shoot, dude, one more year with a team that, like I said, look, I know nothing is guaranteed. And I just said this with Slowick a couple weeks ago, that you do have to kind of strike when the iron's hot and like take the job when you get the job. Sure. Because for whatever reason, if the Eagles offense regressed next season, he'd be on the cutting line. Although I guess it's a little more of a stable environment there in Philadelphia. But I would just think twice, similar to the calculus that Cliff Kingsbury made, which is, I don't really see a reason why I shouldn't just bet on this offensive ecosystem to be very, very good again and take me along with it. And you know, I've got maybe the pick of the litter next year. I think Moore could maybe do that, but not quite. It's maybe not quite as easy, because ultimately, and this is another maybe, it's kind of like a point on both sides of the Jalen Hurts discussion, that he's in that Russell Wilson zone right now where every offense basically just becomes the Jalen Hurts offense, which... Yeah. They just won the Super Bowl running the Jalen Hurts offense. Maybe it's not it's not such a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think to the point where like the Slowick thing is really interesting. You know, Kellen Moore he's just been around the block a long time, you know, where if he could have gotten a head coaching position, I think he probably already would have. Right. So I think that probably plays a little bit of a factor. Like, he's not Ben Johnson, you know, like people don't know Ben Johnson's so young, you know, like, so him waiting a year, I think probably made a little bit more sense than Kellen Moore, who's been around the block a little bit, and you've seen his offenses. And by the way, Kellen Moore has also changed his offenses, I think, a lot over his tenure in the NFL. So depending on what quarterback he's got. So I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, you're right. The Saints job is not that appealing, man. Limited cap space, older roster. What are you doing at quarterback?
Looks a little scary. Mickey Loomis is still there as the GM.
Right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah,
it's a little scary. Okay, so you talk about Devontae Smith here. He's the first Alabama player ever to score in the Super Bowl. As crazy, as insane as that sounds, he is. Wow. 5 targets, 4 grabs, 69 yards, and a touchdown. Matt, you and I had talked about how this man was probably going to have a pretty significant impact on this football game, and he did. He was the Eagles' leading receiver.
Yeah, and you know he did clear his receiving prop, so shout out to us. And he did, although it's worth noting, we talked about him as a matchup in the slot. He only had 2 catches for 17 yards in the slot.
His long
reception actually came lined up on the outside. 0.94 yards per route run when lined up in the slot. Jahan Dotson, though, shout out 3 yards per route run in the slot. Shout out to Jahan Dotson. Let's just talk. How much can we just ram Jahan Dotson references into the Super Bowl recap? So much so I just knocked something off your shelf there. That's pretty good.
I don't
stuff.
Know what happened there. Yeah.
That's probably like fates telling me like enough already. or you saying like you gotta stop him. They're telling you like you have to stop this. Devontae Smith, this was sort of the problem with Kansas City. And by the way, secondary, maybe a little bit of an issue for Kansas City. Maybe something they might need to reinvest in, because their whole point here is. And it's funny because we're criticizing Kansas City for things they mostly got away with in the regular season, right? Like
they
got away with it on the offensive line. They got away with it in the receiver room. They got away with it in the secondary, like this young group. But you just – okay, well, then you just ran into the most talented team in the league, and they just out-talented you in all 3 of those spots, including their receivers versus your secondary, which is like, yeah, Trent McDuffie is a great corner, but A.J. Brown's a better receiver. So you didn't really necessarily win that matchup there when they tried to kind of shadow him around. And then that basically just leaves Devontae Smith on like Jalen Watson and these guys. And unfortunately, like Devontae Smith is a significantly better player. So he lost that matchup there. And again, it's just deep shots. I loved the call to just, okay, like let's put this, like let's drive the final nail in the coffin here with this deep shot to Devontae Smith, where everybody in the building, including the broadcast, is thinking, all right, they're going to start running this clock out. Immediate, just drop back, boom, just rip this thing on a deep shot to Devontae Smith. I also think it's cool, James, you mentioned that DeVonta Smith is the first Alabama player to ever score in the Super Bowl. It's also worth noting that, you know, and this is where I think it's inarguable that Jalen Hurts is a great football player. Like, you want to do the quarterback ranking stuff that we did, whatever. This guy just embodies like resilience and toughness and grit, because remember when Jalen Hurts was originally benched in the national championship game with Alabama,
right, for Tua,
who immediately throws a touchdown to DeVonta Smith.
Hey, there you
go. And so it's kind of like a full circle thing here, where immediately
it.
Like the nail in the coffin moment for Jalen Hurts is throwing a deep touchdown to DeVonta Smith. So yeah, I'm impressed with all of these players, and there's again I no reason to think they won't just keep rolling like this. All these guys are in their primes and they're locked in and ready to go.
Let the record show that when that benching happened, I was immediately against it, and I was like, eh, okay. And then Tua scores that touchdown, as you mentioned, and I got flamed online. But let the record show that I was 100% against it. And one of my main arguments was, I love this guy. I love his mentality, his warrior spirit. And man, I just feel like he's got way higher upside than this kid that's about to come in. And again, I look like an idiot for 4 or 5 years. And then here we are. So I'm just saying, let the record show that I was on team Jalen Hurts the entire time. That's all.
Never wrong just early. Never wrong just early.
I'll throw out some defensive stats here, and then we'll talk about free agents for both sides here. But Kansas City play a 27% blitz percentage. You could have made the argument that Spags should have gone more blitz heavy, which I'm actually surprised by. But the blitz against Philadelphia was really effective in this game. Philadelphia was just 2 of 5 throwing the football against the blitz for 36 yards, 0 touchdowns, and they did get that interception off of that blitz as well. They also got a sack out of there, and just overall a 40% completion rate. Philadelphia against Kansas City zone coverage was 12 of 16 for 147 and 2 touchdowns. That's very interesting there. And then finally against man coverage, just 7 pass attempts, 5 completions for 74 yards. Predictably, they got relatively picked apart there, 71% completion rate. So again, 70% zone coverage rate for Kansas City, 30% man coverage rate for Kansas City, but surprisingly effective against the blitz were the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. And, you know, it's just typically we've seen Jalen Hurts struggle with the blitz this year when there's zone coverage on the back of it. So, you know, the pick play was probably charted as a zone coverage play.
It was.
Yeah. I would imagine that. And so, yeah, that was kind of like a funky look anyways. And that was very classic. Oh, that's the mistake that Hurts is going to make. But other than that, pretty clean effort for him, which was huge. That was a key to this game. And I will say, I think one of the key parts of that was actually Saquon Barkley as a receiver. You know, that was an area where, sounds stupid to say this because, I mean, Saquon Barkley had an unbelievable season, offensive player of the year, but there was definitely like some meat left on the bone with him as a pass catcher in this offense.
He got bottled up on the ground, just 57 yards and 25 carries for 2.3 yards per carry. Again, Kansas City best rush defense in the NFL, arguably, and they came to play.
Yeah, but he had the most first downs per route run on the team. So that was critical for them, was, okay, like having him an outlet answer there, Jalen Hurts, and him pre-snap identifying that, because he was good at that in this game. Like, he was very good pre-snap and like figuring things out. And that was key to why you're seeing these stats here with the zone coverage blitzes, which had not been the case overall through the course of the regular season. So, and even into the postseason too. So him being able to take those, and I think the fact that he had Saquon Barkley as an outlet answer was a big part of that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.